camminare che andare c'è. Video la dai cambio and I know he no more of finding you a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my great physician. And when you lie, I can be naked and not ashamed. In the Lord, I can be open and have no fear. I found a friend that I can trust. That is why the way I love the sensation. We give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the adoration. Breathe upon this service this morning. Let not one person leave here the same way they have come. In Jesus' precious name. Verse 3. Thank you, Master. We give you the praise. Remembering without ceasing your walk of faith, the labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and of our Father. Remembering your walk of faith. Very, very quickly, I welcome everyone here this morning, those who are seated here live and those who are watching via all the media around the world. We are looking at the subject, the release or deployment, in bracket really, of faith, part two, the release or deployment of faith, part two. Our objective is to understand how faith can be released or deployed. In the first service, we said it is important to know how to develop your faith. But the development of faith alone is not enough. Faith that has been developed but has not been deployed will not deliver. Faith in the heart, undeployed, will not deliver. Let me say it another way in this service. Faith must be released for desired results to be realized. It must be released for desired results to be realized. Bullet in the gun in the face of danger is useless until it is released. The soldier man has his AK-47 loaded, general purpose machine gun loaded, anti-aircraft rifle or whatever he has. In the face of terrorists, it doesn't matter what he has. What he has is useless until it is deployed, until it is released. That is how faith is. Many of you have had experiences of children swallowing corn, and the way it went into the mouth, the same way it came out the other way, it couldn't be digested. Because it was not broken down into digestible forms. Nutrient in food is useless until it is released and absorbed. That is how the matter of faith is. Faith in the heart of man is not useful until it is released. Please understand that faith is a living force that is designed to produce living proofs. Is a living force. The Bible said, the just shall live by faith. So faith is a living force. Why do we call it force? Oh, Acts chapter 6 verse 8, speaking about Stephen, who was filled with faith and power. Everywhere you see faith, you see life. And everywhere you see faith, you see force. You can't miss those two. It's a living force that is designed to produce living proofs. But here is the point. Action is the switch of both the life and the force of faith. Action is the switch. If the life inside faith must come out, action switches it on. If the force inside faith must come out, action switches it on. Action is the switch of both life, the life, and the force. of faith. Somebody say it loud, amen. What is that? That faith is not fully useful until it is released. It's not fully useful until it is released. What are we about to draw our attention to? We are about to draw our attention to, what do you do to release faith? What are the triggers for the release of faith? One, what field of faith-filled thought? Your thought, how you think, deploys your faith. What do we mean by word of faith-filled thought? First, we mean one, making the word of God to shape your thought. Making the word of God to shape your thought. Making the word of God to shape your thought. And second, that is, your thought is renewed, renovated. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That is, your mind is changed by the word. Number two, it means possessing word-based expectations and anticipation. Word-based expectations and anticipations. You are using the word of God as the basis of expectation, not the state of things on the earth. That is, the word of God makes you to live permanently in expectancy. Now, I gave a separate point. The power at work in us is released by the power of thought. Thinking the right thought, thinking thoughts of the word, releases power to produce results. He said, unto him in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us is tied to the thought that occupies our mind. Even in the physical, you were just thinking about somebody, suddenly you receive their text message, you saw their phone call, and you say, oh, I was just thinking of you. How did you know? But did someone, a thought filled your heart, and suddenly you walked into the person? That is just natural. How much more where the thoughts are spiritual thoughts?
How much more when the thoughts are godly? How much more where the thoughts are revelational? The Bible said, as Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost moved. Acts chapter 10 verse 19. As Peter thought on the vision, the Holy Ghost moved. I have seen the impact and the import of the power of thought. Making your thought to dwell on your expectation. Making your thought to dwell on revelation. Making your thought to dwell on your interest. It releases the power of the Holy Ghost to produce the result. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout aloud, must say amen. That was why he said, it shall come to pass. Isaiah chapter 65, I think from verse 24. While they are yet, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Why will he answer? You have not talked. Why will he answer? And if you didn't say anything, what is he answering? What is in your thought? And while they are yet speaking, that is, the speaking hasn't started, I will hear. It's God speaking. So when you dwell in depression and dwell in negative, pessimistic, retardation thoughts about your life, you do damage to your destiny. The power that is at work in us is releasable by the power of thought. And number two, why is faith functioning through your thought? Because life generally turns. Life generally turns out in the direction of thought. Life generally turns out in the direction of thought. Life generally turns out in the direction of thought. That is why as the thought occupies your mind and it is godly and it is spiritual and it is revelational thought, your life turns out in that direction. That is why faith operates through the thought. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 27. As he thinketh in his heart. 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 So is he. Growing up, I came across several encounters, negative encounters, that should naturally make me feel less than who I am. Make me feel a sense of low self-worth, a sense of inferiority. Because when the devil perceives your destiny, he confronts your history. If he perceives your destiny, if he knows where you are going and what you are to become, he fights you in your history. He wants to fight the best out of your life and bring the worst out of you. He wants to make you feel like you are less than other people, that you are not up to everybody. You can't become anything. One teacher told me in class, I told you before, primary two. So this type of people don't become anything. I was knowing how children behave, play in the class. I was playing at the back of the class. And incidentally, I was with one of those, my primary school classmate last week or so. And the teacher looked and said, this type don't become anything. I don't hold it against the teacher. Forever, I can't. The teacher has come since, has been prayed for help since. But those things want to make you feel like you are not going anywhere. But this is the truth. Out of the word of God, the same Bible, there is zero inferiority. Zero sense of low self-worth. Zero. I move with audacity. Saga, if you see my little small child picture, I'm looking for that picture now. 4 years, hand in pocket like this. And I want to appreciate those who created pockets for dress. Because they make you to walk with audacity. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And despite all, the word of God made it impossible for that low self-worth or inferiority to survive. And as he thinketh in his heart, so he says, so I am not inferior, so I am I have an and a healthy sense of esteem. And everywhere I go, everywhere I am found, even those who know me or who don't know who we are, I've been to a place where someone said, I don't know who you are, but I just like you. Air hostess, air host, air stewardess, Nigeria, abroad, Germany, everywhere. Because there is something inside that is reflecting on the outside. And everybody can feel and see and perceive it. Because as he thinketh in his heart, so you see. Am I communicating? Take your seat. Your life turns in the direction of your thought. One man went to school together. He's a professor now in the university. He said one day, he was in a car. And the thought occurred in his heart. I have not had accident before. I have not had accident before. And the thought remained. I haven't had accident before. Before, while the thought remained, before he could go far. Bam, bam, bam. Since you have not had accident before, taste one. And since having accident is a desire, habit. Beware what you think, wrong or right, it will happen. There are criminals in the prison today that are prisoners because of thought. They thought of stealing for a long time. They sat down, calculated it very well. Then when it was clear to their mind how possible it is, they manifested it in the physical. That will never be your portion. Lift up your right and say, Father, today I receive the grace to release into my life positive results by the power of thought. I don't know why I'm trying. I'm going to dwell a little bit on this, even though our time is racing. Take your seat. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. That was what Robert Scholar said. And he was a man very, very positive in every realm. One day he gave an architect instruction to design for him the glass cathedral. I think it's in the Orange County. I don't know whether it's California area or something. And he said, I don't want any wall, everything glass. Wall glass, partition wall glass, roof glass, so that you can look through. The architect said, it is not possible. So he gave the architect his dictionary. He said, please help me check this dictionary and find out for me the meaning of impossible. Tell me the meaning. The architect opened the dictionary and found that impossible in that man's dictionary has been cut out of the dictionary. The man used razor blade or whatever he used to cut it out. So if you open the dictionary, impossible is not there. He tried to open it. Say, what's happening here? Say, impossible does not exist in my dictionary. We will have the glass cathedral. Go and get it out. Long story made short, glass cathedral is standing right there. All glass. All glass. You can see the roof, you can see the partition, everything is glass. If you crystal cathedral, you stand in it, you see heaven straight. Impossibility only exists in the dictionary of the frustrated and the limited and the resistant. So your thought is your first release of faith. As you are thinking, you are faithing. That is number one. How do you release your faith? Number two is word or faith-based declaration. What is this all about? This is speaking the word. Speaking or declaring the word continually out of the overflow of insight. out of the overflow of insight. As you are seeing it, you are saying it. Matthew chapter 12 verse 34. The scripture said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. This is speaking or declaring the word continually out of the overflow of insight. You are seeing things. Wow. Is this what the Bible means? Then I'm going to live very, very, very long. I'm going to live very, very, very long. The number of my days he will fulfill. Wow. It means that the witch that can cut me before my time does not exist. Hey! I have just spoken to somebody now. The witch that can cut you short, or the wizard, or the occult man, or the hired killer, or the terrorist, or the kidnapper that can cut you short before your time does not exist. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Listen to me. Spiritual talk is spiritual walk. That is the essence of spiritual walk. Is spiritual talk. When the Bible said God rested from his work at creation, he carried cement. When he said God rested on the seventh day in the book of Genesis chapter 20 verse 1, was it that God carried load? What walk, talk, light be, there was light. Let the earth bring forth abundantly. Let the waters bring forth abundantly. Let the sky be populated with birds. Let the firmament be separated from the waters. Let the waters be separated from the land. Let us make man in our image. He talk, and saw, and then rested. If you are not talking, you are not walking. Stand up on your feet and say, I am walking. I am walking. And in all my labor, there is profit. I am walking. Take your seat. Talk brought us here. In 2007, July, we are at the National Stadium in Abuja. And I told everybody, we will build a place like this that is bigger than this, where we will hold church services, stadium size capacity for church. We kept on saying it relentlessly. God had it. Devil had it. Heaven had it. Earth had it. Angels had it. Demons had it. Where are we now? Woo! Woo! Listen. About the year of 1998 in church, I said to everybody, I said, in those days, what we had was cellular. Not 9-0. Only rich people, handset was like 100,000 or something. Only people who had money had phone. And inside the whole church, you can count maybe 5 people. So I said to the church, I said, very, very soon, everybody will have phone. Until we tell people, switch off your phone in church. So the question is, so everybody will become millionaires? By 1999, GSM system came around. Or 1999, 2000, wherever the president. And suddenly, everybody, including small children, everybody has mobile phone. I can go on and on and on and on. When you are talking it, you may appear stupid. But the stupidity of faith is better than the mentality of doubt. The stupidity of your faith is better than the mentality of the doubt of that. Akoi Magana. Take your seat. Hallelujah. I am sure you heard something today. And so, when it is declaring the word continually out of the overflow of insight. Secondly, have I reached there yet? What is faith word or faith-filled declaration? It is bold, authoritative, fear-destroying, faith-damaging declaration. Bold, authoritative, fear-destroying, doubt-damaging declarations. Where you talk like you drank Kai Kai, if even worse. What you are saying is bigger than your mouth. Bigger than your size. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the army of the living God? Come, let me take off your head. 17-year-old boy in SS2 secondary school, talking to a warlord who has been a champion of war from his birth. Bold, fear had engulfed the whole land. The Bible said, at the sight of the giant, Israel fled into caves. Then arose a boy who did not know the meaning of fear and don't understand the language of risk. Come, let me take off your head. Saul became concerned. This is a man of war from his childhood. You are but a little lad. You see, Oga, you are just looking using physical eyes to see me. As you see me, so I kill lion before. In fact, I pursue the lion. Remove lamb out of his mouth. When it wanted to fight me, I smote it, tore his jaw. This man will be like that lion. There is nothing that kills fear like loud speech. Even your own fear. My communication. Devil, you are a bastard. You need more devils to plan what you are planning. Don't let anybody intimidate you with any fake prophecy. I saw you, but it's not you, it's your enemy. I saw your enemy inside a coffin. Something. Pray very hard. If you love the person, tell them, next time you see something like that, cancel it on your own. It's not me you saw. And if the person appears like an enemy, because how will God go and give the revelation of your life and destiny to somebody who does not like you? To somebody who doesn't have your interest at heart. Somebody with whom you have no basis of anything. And then suddenly out of the blues, he hardly greets you. Yeah, I saw something last night. He saw something out of his bitterness. Madam, see for yourself. Everyone see for himself. God hates me too much that matters of my destiny, he hands it over to another person. In the name that is above every name, I speak right now to someone's life. Every trace of fear, the fear of the unknown, the fear of death that may be hanging around your life and your destiny, they are destroyed now. Speak out loud. You speak out bold. Somebody say, I will fulfill my days. I will see my children. If Jesus tarries to come, I will see my children's children. I am here for a long time. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Why is this faith word or faith-filled declaration necessary? Number one, God does what his people speaks in his ears. He said that you have spoken in my ears, so will I do for you. He does what his people speaks in his ears. Numbers 14:28. If you want God to do it, speak it, let him hear it. Yes, he heard your thoughts before. He also wants to hear from your mouth. Second, angels excel in strength at the sound of the word. You want to move angels to action on your behalf, speak word. Don't speak doubt. Don't speak complaint. Those who know how to talk correctly, they enjoy the ministry of angels. Psalm 103 and in verse 20 says that angels excel in strength at the sound of God's word. Want angelic ministry, battle ready angels, supply angels, preservation angels, divine direction angels. Talk well, talk clear, talk straight. That is number two. Now, let's move to the third way to release our faith or to deploy our faith. That is called word of faith-based actions. Word of faith-based actions. You have taught it right now. You have spoken it out. Now you are walking it out. You are walking it out. What is it all about? Two things again, and I'm a bit faster now because of time. First, it is accepting word responsibility through practical steps. You accept the responsibility placed on you by the word of God by taking practical steps. You accept it. Master, I have toiled all night. I've taken nothing, but at your word, I will lay down the net. That is, doing practical things in response to what you heard from the word. To see the results that God wants to give you, doing practical things. I met a young man some time back. I have once followed him to dedicate his estate. And I'm saying this story just for the sake of lessons. And suddenly I saw his text some time ago saying that him and his family, they are squatting in somebody's house. I once followed you to dedicate big estate place. Unknown to me, all manner of things had happened. Estate has crashed to zero. All cars, plenty of cars disappeared. All manner is now living in somebody's house, struggling to come to church, looking for transport money. When I saw him, my heart went out for him. I said, what is this? What happened? I tried to investigate and so on. Long story made short, he said he went home to the village one time. I think he built a house, or built somebody a house, his father or mother, somebody did some big celebration, did some things. He said when he returned back from that journey, things were no longer normal. everything began to go down. The last land he sold, last anything he did, last transaction he did was the last one he did before that journey. Land sold, car sold, house sold, until living with children in somebody's house. I said to him, I said, "Were you faithful in tithing?" He said, "No." I said, "So the prosperity lacked divine covering. So it was subject, it could easily experience enemy attack. It wasn't covered. You know, there is insurance covering. The covenant practice of tithing, of giving, and all these things, it secures the covering of God." I once followed another young man, dedicated his company worth $2 billion at that time. The same story. The same question at the end, the same answer. So, I placed him on a 3-day fast to undo that technology that crashed him to zero. And then, I said, "God will give you another chance." He said, "Even where we are squatting now, I want to move out of there." I said, "All right. How much is the house rent?" He told me, I gave him house rent to move. You know what he said? He said, "I want to remove the tithe from the rent now." Out of, not Wayo, he has learned his lesson. Out of, he removed tithe, removed prophet's offering, removed this and that. And I said to my secretary, "All of it, the promise of it, I can't collect it because I'm the one who gave you." So, give all of it to God. I am not in doubt of where he will find himself. I am sure, over sure, that he will go up and go beyond where he crashed from. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I am sure to the point of personally linking him with some of the people in his former trade. I'm sure to that extent. This man, this is what he does. He came down, pull him up. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is not just hearing word, but carrying word and practicing the word. Practicing the war. Please take your seat. My time is up. But I have to trust God to finish this. Practicing the war. That is word of faith-based action. Accepting word responsibility through practical steps. Number two is doing the word beyond hearing and believing the word. You didn't just hear it. You didn't just believe it. You believed it enough to do it. James chapter 1 verse 22. Scripture speaking. In James 1 and in verse 22. He said, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Revelation without action equals practical deception. It doesn't matter what you know. What matters is what you do. That is what determines manifestation. Now, what is the importance of action? So that we can rush for the sake of time. First of all, faith action is man's reaction against undesirable situations. It's your reaction against undesirable situations And that makes the enemy to find his level. Faith action is man's reaction. The devil said you should lie on the bed. You stood up from the bed. The devil said you should keep all the money you have because there is scarcity. You are releasing and giving to God, helping the poor, helping other people. Say, devil, I will have enough to give. So you can't keep me now. It's man's reaction. Believe it was Ezekiel chapter 3, Joel chapter 3, I think verse 10, that said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let them beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Everything the devil wants you to do, do the opposite. It is your reaction against adverse situations. That is faith action. Second, faith action provokes divine intervention. Moses lifted up the rod. And God sent an east wind that parted the Red Sea. That should be Exodus chapter 14, I think verse 21, thereabout. Moses lifted his rod and God sent a wind. Moses had to stretch the rod before God could move. If you go through scriptures, you will see the examples of people. For the sake of time, I will just recite them. Luke chapter 17, verse 12 to 15. The example of the 10 lepers. All of them were leprous. Jesus saw them. And Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. They lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest. Hold on. Leprosy is on the body. I should go and say, show myself to the priest and say what? You know, in the Old Testament, the leper that is healed goes to the priest to show himself to the priest for the priest to confirm that he is healed. Then he offers two turtle doves that is used for ceremonial cleansing so that the leper can be confirmed clean. He can now interact with people. The lepers understood what he was saying. They understood it to mean, go to the priest and let the priest confirm that you are clean. How can I go to the priest? I said to you, have mercy on us and heal us. You didn't pray any prayer for healing. You didn't say, check yourself and see if you are healed. Go and show yourself to the priest. Are we mad? That is faith action. Then they moved. Like Mumu. I've told you before that the stupidity of faith is better than the mentality of doubt. They went. And as they went in the process, faith action switches on power. As they went. Not before they went. Not when they arrived. As they went. While they were going, they were cleansed. Most times, many of us want to see the result before we behave. God wants you to behave before you see the result. What day and work day? Am I communicating? This is practical faith action. When you are behaving like it has already happened. You are moving as if the answer has come. You are acting the future before the future arrives. You are acting in the realm of the answer, not in the realm of the question. You believe God has changed your story? Then why are you looking too depressed? Why are you so downcast, shabbily dressed? Dress up, man. Lying down and meditating and depressing and thinking, why is the world so bad for me? Get up. Dress up. Get out. Go out. Go out. telling you practical things. Am I communicating? As they went, not before they went, they obeyed the word. They began to behave like it had happened. They began to live in the realm of the result they were expecting. Then the answer came.
Is anybody here in the faith school? Sister, why are you sleeping? Have mercy on me now. All this energy I'm displaying, you are still sleeping on top of it. Pity the speaker. Encourage him with your being awake. Even if it is not for your own sake. Take your seat. Is anybody getting anything at all? Don't wait for the situation to change before you change your behavior. Let your behavior change the situation. Sister, when you are trusting God to be married and you are looking very sad, it increases ugliness. The best makeup is a smile. It's better than eye shadow, ear shadow, mouth shadow. I'm telling you the truth. You will see how beautiful you become if you can just smile small. Take your seat. Is anybody getting any example of faith action? At the wedding in Cana of Galilee, they said they needed wine. Jesus said, it's not yet my time. His mother said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. That is action. He told the servants, fill the water pots with water. They filled the water pot with water. Then he said, give me a little of the water. Let me taste it, whether it has changed. That was what he said, right? Okay, fetch it and bring it to me. Let's check. What did he say? Draw it out, give it to the governor. Hey, water straight like this. You know what he was saying? If you have done what I said you should do, then the miracle has happened. If you have done what I said you should do, except it's not what I said. Say there is not what I said. If it is what I said you should do that you did, the miracle has happened. No need for... He didn't pray another prayer. He didn't pray one prayer. This is another time where he didn't pray one prayer. He fetched it. It was why? When your obedience increases, your prayer reduces. Yes, if you only just ask God, what is it I need to do I'm not doing? Don't this pray for me, pray this. Just identify some things to do. Identify steps to take. If you are doing it and it's not yet producing results, Father, am I doing it well? Is there something else? Take your seat. Faith action. One man was lying down paralyzed. He has been there for 38 years. He was waiting for the troubling of the water. And they said, when the water is troubled, the first person who jumps into the water was healed of whatever plague. And this man has been lying down for 38 years, waiting for troubling of the water. If I was the man, I would ask my relations, take me to the water. Let me put my leg inside. I'll wait for the angel.
Let the angel who troubled the water meet me in the water. Let the angel meet. It's better for the angel to meet me in the water. But it was lying down there, retarded. When Jesus said, take up your bed, he said, I have no man. Say, who is talking of man here? You don't know who you are talking to. Take up your bed. He didn't say, in Jesus or in my name be healed or be healed. Take up your bed. Carry out this action and you will see reaction. He took up his bed. What? And he was whole. This is faith action. I speak to somebody's life here today. The next step you are going to take, the next action you are going to take, will confront you with unbelievable results. Unbelievable results. Unbelievable answers. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take the Lord, give the Lord the praise as we take your seat. Let us proceed. How do you release your faith? Number four is by the prayer of faith. Earlier on, I said I was going to rush. Let me practice it now. The prayer of faith is what? Number one, the prayer of faith is reminding God of his promises at the place of prayer. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 26. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Be like a lawyer. Prove your case. Declare thou. That you may, all those are almost legal terms. That you may be justified. God, this is what your word says. I'm not trying here to say anything. Your faith is releasable at the place of prayer. Number two, it is praying with audacity and expectancy on the basis of light from the word. Praying with audacity and expectancy on the basis of light from the word. That was how Elijah prayed in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36. No rain, no dew, except by my word. That was how Elijah prayed, yes. Scripture, 1 Kings 18, 36. What is the impact of praying the prayer of faith? Two things. First, the will of God is answered prayer. That is waiting to be prayed. I'm sure you have heard that many times. Praying the prayer of faith, as we saw in the first service, is praying the will of God. And the will of God is answered prayer waiting to be prayed. God is more eager to fulfill his will than man is eager to pray for it. More eager. John chapter 5 verse 14 says, if you pray in accordance with my will, I will hear you. Second, the prayer of faith challenges the faithfulness of God. It challenges the faithfulness of God. And God will always prove himself faithful. When you pray the prayer of faith, your word says so. Your word says so. Your word says so. You say so in your word. On the basis of that, I am asking for this. You know what he said? Numbers 23, chapter 19. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Has he spoken it? And shall he not make it good? And then in the book of Psalm 89 verse 34. Psalm 89 verse 34. He said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness, that I will not lie unto David. When you pray the prayer of faith, you are challenging the faithfulness of God. And God will always prove himself faithful. Somebody say a loud amen. Finally, how do you, alright, concerning the prayer of faith, we have several examples in scripture, but because of time, we shall rush right now and take The Elijah's prayer at Carmel was an example, and the prayer of Jesus at the grave of Lazarus, John chapter 11 verse 41, is an example of the prayer of faith. Let's go to the final. Finally, how do you release your faith? Number 5, the praise of faith. The praise of faith. The praise of faith. Again, what is the praise of faith all about? The praise of faith is a weapon of war, releasing sounds of victory that dismantles enemy resistance. Again, the praise of war, the praise of faith is a weapon of war, releasing sounds of victory that dismantles enemy resistance. When you are praising in faith, that is, you are in an adverse situation, or you are in a situation where the devil wants you to be crying, and you are praising, you are actually warring. That was what happened to Paul and Silas in prison. It was sounds of victory. Acts 16 and in verse 25 and 26. It was sounds of victory they were releasing, and it dismantled enemy resistance. Secondly, praising God in the face of the odds attacks doubts and unbelief, making it easy for the Almighty to function. Praising God in the face of the odds, things are not looking up. You are still praising God. It attacks doubt and unbelief and makes it easy for Jehovah to function. Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good. Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good. Madunile nasi ebube. Ebube, Jehovah, marama. Madunile nasi nasi ebube. Ebube, Jehovah, marama. The praise of faith brought down the wall of Jericho. Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. It brought down the wall of Jericho. The praise of faith finished the Midianites, the Ammonites, and the Edomites. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 23 to 24. They turned their weapons against each other in the praise of faith. The praise of faith brought Paul and Silas out of prison. In Acts chapter 16. Verse 25 to 26. The praise of faith made 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 5,000 men beside women and children. John chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. Brothers, sisters, ladies, gentlemen, go ahead and release your faith. And this is my conclusion. 2 things. 1. In the first service, I'll say what I say in the first service and then say it in another way in the second service. We said faith is not just what you believe. Faith is how you behave. And I remember in that service we said, go and behave well. Go and behave. You know, we tell people, behave yourself. Just go and behave. What is the behavior? How you think. How you talk. What you do. How you pray. How you praise. Just go and behave. Let me say it another way in the second service. Faith is not just a mindset. Faith is a lifestyle. People of faith have a lifestyle. When you see the Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland, Bishop Oyedepo, kind of people. And small us coming up too. There is a lifestyle. There is a way of thinking, a way of talking, a way of acting. At times it looks stupid. At times it appears arrogant. But you are just standing on the word, irrespective of any form of sentiment. Faith is not just a mindset. It is a lifestyle. Secondly, we said, until faith is backed by action, it will be devoid of manifestation. That was what we said in the first service. If you don't back it with action, no manifestation. The second service version of it says, until faith accepts responsibility, it will be denied possibility. That is, you believe God, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God. It will be denied possibility. I'd like you to see this. Somebody has money in his pocket. He is hungry. In a town, there is Burger King's, there is KFC, there is tantalizers or whatever. And they said, what's happening to you? He said, I'm very hungry. So what are you going to do? I believe that if I live here and I go to the nearest restaurant and I buy water to drink and I buy food, I'll be all right. So what are you going to do? I believe it. I believe. So, how do you translate the belief? No, I'm just telling you what I believe. If I should live here now and go to where there is food, I will drink water, I will eat something. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, he has not drank water. 7 days. What are you doing here? I just believe it with all my heart. He dies in belief until faith accepts responsibility. It can die as a liability. Until faith accepts responsibility, it will be denied possibility. Do you want to see the possibilities of God in your life, in your family? Begin to accept responsibility. Somebody say amen. How many of us will live here and go and behave well? Say, in the name of Jesus, I will think well. I will talk well. I will pray well. I will praise well. I will pray well. I will think well. I will talk well. I will behave well. I will pray well. And I will praise well. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Stand up on your feet with a louder shout of praise. Take your seat because you didn't stand up well. And do it right now. Are you ready to do it right? Now stand with a shout of praise. Everybody who heard something and that's something you heard, bless you, say amen. Lift up your two hands. Say after me, Father, I come before you today. I appreciate you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you, for the privilege of having you, for the privilege of connection, for the privilege of association. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and lift your voice and thank him for that privilege. Go ahead and speak to him. Go ahead and speak to him. Your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to think well, to talk well, to act well, to pray well, to praise well. I receive that grace, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's take 3 minutes and just thank God. Within these 3 minutes, anywhere you are, you need to surrender your life to Jesus. We're going to praise God. Please, no movement out now except right forward. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need the yoke of sin broken. You need Jesus to be Lord over your life. You will pick your bags and Bibles and dance your way forward, and I shall pray with you. Quickly, let's go. Celebration. The dawning of a new day is the dawning of a new day. It has gone.
It's the dawning of a new day. It's the dawning of a new day. As you are coming, come with your Bibles, come with your bags, and surrender to Jesus. Somebody, today is the end of our 21-day fast. I'd like you to dance as if all your expectations have come to pass. 3 minutes, let's go. The dawning of a new day is the dawning of a new day. The dawning of a new day is the dawning of a new day. That devil is a liar, God has given us a victory. That devil is a liar, God has given us a victory.
Shall lift your hands high. Jehovah, the God of supernatural openings. I see open doors, open wombs, open destinies, open ears physically and spiritually, open eyes physically and spiritually. In the name of Jesus. That burden, that pressure on your life is off right now. Your faith will produce results. This month of January 2020 is not permitted to expire until your expectations are realized. So shall it be. In Jesus' name.